Oh, in Jesus' name we come, and Lord, oh, to see your precious hands someday, the holes in their hands, and Lord, the holes in your feet, and Lord, that wonderful pierced side for us. You were slain for us. Oh, hallelujah, beloved Jesus. Lord, and in that joy that was set before you, you endured it all. Lord, thank you. You've brought us into the communion of your love. Lord, the fellowship, Jesus, of this divine love. I'm going to the cross to have my wife. Lord, we know the depths of it. As you looked towards your own mom and you said, woman, behold your son. Lord, in those words, you were telling her what you wanted for her life. It meant even my wife. Oh, God, he is such a lover of our soul. Lord, help us to awaken to this. Help your people. Help us, Lord God. And, Lord, you're there to do it. Every need supplied according to your riches and glory in Jesus. Lord, we've got it made. Let us believe you a little bit more today. Take these things and show them unto us. Let us listen just a little bit more in depth to that Spirit as he takes us into the arms of the bridegroom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to open your Bibles today to Isaiah chapter 55. Is it going to be God's thoughts? Or are you going to be stuck in what I think? God's thoughts or what I think? Huh? Well, let's start with God's thoughts. God's thoughts, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. Here's God's thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So once again, what's it going to be? Is it going to be God's thoughts, or is it going to be what I think? Now, brothers and sisters, with what we read here, and it tells us that his thoughts are as the heavens are higher than the earth, are his thoughts to us. So why would we settle for something so much less going with what you think? Or what I think. And we know that that is always the barrier in a way with us going on with God. We don't go with his thoughts. We begin to use our brains to think. Now, with God having these thoughts that are so much more, the thoughts, praise God, that we just read that are more high and more immense than even heaven itself. In Psalm 139:17-18, it tells us that those thoughts that are higher and more immense than even heaven, those thoughts are toward you. They're not just thoughts of God, they're thoughts that are toward you. Turn there. Psalm 137. And let's read verses 17 and 18. David, so beside himself, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. So brothers and sisters, we have these thoughts that are as high or higher and more immense than the heavens, and they're toward you. And the sum of those thoughts are more than all the sand upon this earth. And once again, they are toward me. God's thoughts. God's thoughts. And we're still not done with it. Most of you know this verse, Jeremiah 29:11. In Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. This is God speaking to you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Now, wait a second. We just went to a whole nother level. The thoughts of God that are more immense, that are higher than anything that we could ever imagine. We know that they're toward me. We know that they're more than the sand. So what it is that there's no end to them, because God is so obsessed in his love to us. That's why he gave us his son. And then here we read that those immense and those higher thoughts than anything are reserved in heaven for me. And they're high and immense, and they give me peace, and they give me an expected end. Well, I can put that one together with the Holy Ghost. If I've got them higher than anything and more immense than anything, and it's going to give me that expected end, the thing hoped for end, I know it's one thing. It's got to be ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. It has to be glorified together with Jesus Christ, my beloved bridegroom. That's called counting it. That's called reckoning. Amen? Does it add up to you? Does the Holy Ghost add that up for you? Do you really understand this? I believe you do. I believe he'd give you this word and he'd give you this precious gospel. He doesn't just send it to anything. He sends it to the thing that it's going to prosper in, because he's God, and God can do that even in the likes of me and you. No matter even what I think, praise God, grace is the determiner. Amen? Oh, wait a second. Is grace greater? Or are you greater than grace? You ain't greater than grace. You're here today. Grace is greater. You're hearing this message today. I'll tell you right now, grace is so much greater. How many times each and every one of us didn't want to go on for whatever reason? And then we'll all get to the point and we can all collectively know this one. I'm not good enough for this. Lord, I keep messing up. I keep failing. I keep slumbering. I keep getting distracted, all these things, but you keep bringing me back. I guess grace is greater. I thought I made a decision. Well, I don't really need that. I'm moving here. I'm going to go do this. Grace is greater. And I'm speaking to the ones, praise the Lord, that grace has made the decision. And I leave it with that. And you can go and tell me, well, you shouldn't be telling God's precious people that. Let me tell you something. God strike me dead if I tell you anything else. Your confidence better be in the grace of God that is with you. It better be in the grace of God that has given you everything, that will perform the good work that he's begun in you. Oh, God, thank you for my grace that you've given me. Now, Lord, I think has us awake. But here we go. Are we going to waste it? See, that's the thing. Brothers and sisters, Lord, take over. Am I going to waste it and go it the way that I think? Am I going to go the way what I think is right? What my heart tells me? Well, let's just get it done. I'll read for you what your heart tells you. And it's the same thing that my heart tells me. Turn on over to Matthew chapter 15. Here is what our heart tells us. All right? Matthew 15, verse 19. For out of the heart... When you'd say, well, that's a good thing. Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. You can't even contrive a good thought and thank the Lord for it. Thank him. Don't feel bad about that. Be happy. We got one place to go, Jesus. We have one person to praise, Jesus. We have one person to give all glory and thanks, and that's to God. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. Thank God for this. He is worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord. He specifically made us to praise him. Vessels of mercy. Vessels of mercy. Vessels of mercy. Vessels of self-righteousness don't praise him. They praise themselves. They like to put themselves up and say, look at me, follow me. I'm the role model. No, there's a message that's a role model. And that was the one that was given to the Apostle Paul. And Paul said, follow me in that message. Don't follow me as a man. You follow me in that message, in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, in truth and love, in mercy and grace, and not being found having my own self-righteousness. You follow me in that message as I follow Christ in that message. Amen? Come on. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, my blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. All right, I get that. But the Bible doesn't end with that. See, we got Proverbs 14:12 that tells us so truly and accurate, there is a way that seems right unto man. There's always a way that seems right to us. Oh, that's it. And if you look hard enough, there's going to be people to encourage you in that way. I definitely just need my cast of characters to encourage me to go that way. But it says that there's a way that seems right unto man, but the Word of God says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Brothers and sisters, our ways, our thinking leads to emptiness and destruction. It just does. When we set out in our own way, and I always appreciated Pastor used to say that, oh, you go ahead. You're just laying down your own tracks, and you're going to get the Lord to run his locomotive over it. It ain't going to happen. It will not. It's a hole. You're not going to devise another way. You think you do, but it's not his way. And it will be destruction. But see, we go in our own way. We go with what I think. I hear these things. This is what I need. This is what I deserve. This is what's owed to me. Your life will end up like Lot. Lot chose with his eyes. It didn't work out well. You go with what you think and how you want to do it and what it's going to look like, you'll be like Absalom. I'm not going to go with God's anointed. I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to run my show. I'm going to rule the kingdom. Well, brothers and sisters, what happens with that is you're going to starve your soul. And then God forbid what happens is what's so sad is not only do you take yourself into that destruction, oftentimes parents, different ones, take their children right down there with them. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Don't be the ones that are like that. That turn away for whatever reason the enemy wants to give you. He'll give you a whole deck of reasons. You'll find one if you're looking in there that'll seem really good to you. Oh, that fits. And then what'll happen is there'll be a whole host that have decided to take that mess of pottage, and you'll feel real comfortable eating that mess of pottage with others that are eating it too. But God's faithful. And oftentimes, sometimes when you're sitting there eating that mess of pottage with them, you're thinking, what am I eating this for? What am I doing? I was feasting at his table. I had the strong meat. I had the best wine. I'm eating out of a gutter. Now, brothers and sisters, God tells us in Philippians 3:19. He tells us that those that mind earthly things, again, that's going with the way that you think, you desire, it ends in destruction. That means it's literally a wasted life. Now I'm going to get a little bit more specific as the Holy Ghost is leading us today. For us, saints, for us, elect of God, for us, by God's grace, because of his feeding and his grace, the mature sons of God. 2 Peter 3:16 gives us such a warning, I'll tell you what, it's a call, and it's strong. And it says there, leading up into it, that beloved brother Paul, and this is Peter writing this, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. And boy, did Paul write unto us, didn't he? He told us the things that were given to him were for us. And in verse 16, it goes on to say, as also in all his epistles. Isn't that something? Those epistles didn't change, did they? It was in all of them. It's all there in all of them. And it said, in all those epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things are hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. You have to think of this. This was Peter concluding his ministry in the Lord that God had given him. And what he's saying here is those that don't stand in and instead turn away and say, I don't think I need Paul's gospel, they destroy themselves. Isn't God faithful, honeys? Because we've all been a time or two in a place after hearing this, we were going in a way of destroying ourselves. How he loves. How he loves. And why? Why? When the Lord has given us the crown to share his throne with him. Think of this, the crown. You got a call today, whether the richest person in the world, they want you to come in and own the company with them, be the CEO. Whatever country still has kings and queens, they call you today and say, you know what, we just want you to come in here and jointly rule and reign. You'd be more worthy to take that than you would to what the Lord's offering you. You understand that? That's truth. But see, there's something about God's word. See, that all is just talk. That was all fairy tale. But God's word's true. There's something about God's word that's the only word that is true. And it's impossible for him to lie. And he's given you a crown to be glorified together with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. These are God's thoughts. And aren't you thankful? You know they're higher, more immense than anything you know. And you know that they weren't just thoughts, they're for you. And there's no end to them. And then they're going to give you an expected end. And then he gave you all the grace. All the grace, saints, to touch your heart. That you know this is yours. So I'm going to ask you, do you want to go on? Do you want to go on with what you think? You'd be out of your mind. Well, you need to get out of your mind getting his. But it's so true. Brothers and sisters, His thoughts? His thoughts? What did he say here at the end for me to give you? Thoughts of peace and an expected end? Do you want that? Yes. Now wait a second. How much peace, the assurance of what he has for you to share his throne in glory, does that give you? Did it just take care of everything else, Michael? All that high school stuff and all that, son? You're not too young to know this. Matter of fact, I know you know it. Isn't that something? He's not a respecter, is he, Mark? Irma? Sylvia? Praise God. James? Alex? He just isn't. We're here. We're here. God said that I send it. Amen? I give it. And I send it to the thing. And I'll tell you what, there aren't a lot of things here in this thing. They're not. I thank God I am. And it's not to be proud. It's not to boast. Except in the Lord. And to know that that's only the grace of God that's with me, just like it is with you. But I ask you as we conclude this, do you want this? I mean, really, saints, come on. Do you really want this? I mean, do you want it? Is it everything to you? Is it with your heart, soul, and mind? Because you know the grace of God that's with you? Amen. Then let grace settle it. Praise God. Let's pray. Name. In Jesus' name.
Saints, hear what the messenger is saying. I gave my son. And what would it profit though you gained the world and missed out on your inheritance?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And again, coming in Jesus' name, Lord, you got a hold of us today. Your spirit, hallelujah, is willing. And I know that we know that our flesh is weak. And you know what? We thank you. Because we're not going to rely on it. We're not going to rely on our emotions. We're not going to rely on, well, my pedigree. I'm not going to rely on, well, what I've studied and what I think I know. I'm going to rely, praise God, on the Spirit that gave me the ear to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit is saying, praise God, to the bride for the Lamb of God. And Lord, I do. We stand together. Lord, we have this one praise. We have this one faith. We have the one hope. And Lord, you will perform it. You will perform it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. And Lord, your grace will keep us till you come. In Jesus' name, amen.